From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar is back in the capital, Juba, and took the oath of office as the country's first vice president. After the swearing-in Tuesday, President Salva Kiir said he and Machar would immediately proceed to form the transitional government of national unity called for in last year's peace agreement. And he apologized to the South Sudanese people.
You have been patient throughout the duration of this crisis. Though the road ahead will still continue to have challenges, but we are committed and determined to move our country forward.
Machar promised to cooperate with President Kiir. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner welcomed the developments and said it's time to move on.
South Sudan's leaders now need to complete formation of the transitional government, fully respect the permanent ceasefire agreement, facilitate humanitarian access to all areas of the country, and begin implementing the reform agenda of the peace agreement.
It is hoped Machar's return will end 30 months of conflict, which has left tens of thousands dead and displaced millions. New York businessman Donald Trump Tuesday swept all five states holding Republican Party primary elections, solidifying his front-runner status for the presidential nomination. Trump won in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island.
I just want to thank everybody. This is a far bigger win than we even expected, all five. And that's something And not only is it all five, it's all five, whether it's 60 or just about 60. And even I see one up there at 66 and 67.
On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton won four of five states. Vermont Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders won Rhode Island. Clinton maintains her front-runner status. This is VOA News. North Korea Wednesday announced its long-anticipated Workers' Party Congress will open May 6, the first of its kind in 36 years. Analysts expect participants to formally endorse leader Kim Jong-un's policy of pursuing nuclear weapons and economic development. The announcement from Pyongyang comes as the outside world prepares for a possible fifth North Korea nuclear test in violation of international sanctions. Tuesday, President Obama on the CBS television network said the U.S. is taking defensive measures to counter low-level threats from North Korea.
Our first priority is to protect the American people and our allies, the Republic of Korea, Japan, that are vulnerable to the provocative actions that North Korea is engaging in. They are erratic enough, their leader is personally irresponsible enough, that we don't want them getting close. But it's not something that lends itself to an easy solution.
Mr. Obama said the U.S. is setting up a shield that could at least block the relatively low-level threats posed by the North Koreans. That could include installing a U.S. anti-missile shield in South Korea. 11 men, including 8 soldiers, were killed Tuesday at a military barracks in the 10-island archipelago nation of Cape Verde. Officials in the former Portuguese colony said a disgruntled soldier who remains at large is suspected of killing the soldiers and 3 civilians, including 2 Spanish nationals. A government statement said personal motives inspired the attack. A Somali official said al-Shabaab militants killed at least 8 soldiers in an ambush near the town of Baidoa. A military commander told VOA militants using rocket-propelled grenades and machine guns ambushed a military convoy sent to reinforce government forces at a base under attack. 13 soldiers were wounded. The head of the European Union delegation to Libya Tuesday appealed to the country's factional leaders to get behind the new unity government. Natalia Apostolova called on lawmakers to take responsibility so the UN-backed government of national accord can assume power. She said the Libyan people need a change. Accompanying her on the trip, Italian diplomat Giorgio Saracci.
This is the government that we recognize, and this is the government that we want to help and that we want to support.
Libya has operated under 2 rival administrations since 2004 and been in chaos since the ouster of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Meanwhile, the Eastern administration shipped its first cargo of crude oil, a move that could deepen divisions. A U.S. judge has sentenced a Malian national with ties to extremist groups to 25 years in prison for the murder of a U.S. diplomat 15 years ago in Niger. Alassane Ould Mohamed, taken into custody, indicted in 2013 for the killing of William Boltmeyer and the wounding of a U.S. Marine. Policymakers at the U.S. Central Bank are expected to hold the line on a key interest rate amid weak global growth and low domestic inflation. They are expected to wrap up a 2-day meeting on rates Wednesday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.